Now, as he begins here in chapter 3, verse 1, I'm reading now, "Finally, brethren, pray for us, that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified, even as it is with you, and that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men, for all men have not faith." Now, what he's saying here is this. The word enables the believer to walk before the wicked world. The word establishes a believer in his walk. And now he says, "Finally, brethren," he's coming to the end of the epistle, "finally, brethren, pray for us." And that is something that every believer can engage in. Prayer, I don't think, is a gift of the Spirit. Prayer is something that all believers should do, and every work, if it is to succeed, is to have prayer back of it. Every successful evangelist and preacher of the Word and teacher of the Word that is being used of God has people back of him praying for him. And Paul is asking the Thessalonians for prayer in this respect, that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified, even as it is with you. Now, Paul had a unique ministry. He was a missionary. He was an evangelist. He was an evangelist as we think of it today. Actually, the word in the New Testament means missionary. And also, he was a pastor and a teacher of the Word. He fulfilled all of those offices, and he had done the same thing in Thessalonica. He led them to the Lord. He taught them, and now he acts as a pastor in these letters that he's writing to them, not only instructing them in the Word, but he is also attempting to comfort them and also to counsel them. And here's one of the things he enjoins them to do. He says, "Pray for us, and pray that the word of God may have free course." Now, may I be very practical with this? We today stand on the threshold of a door that is breathtaking to me. It's something that I really hold my breath when I even think of broadcasting the Through the Bible in South America. And as we've turned our eyes toward the east, the far east, I should say, here in California, you got to look west to see the far east, into China and in that entire area. These are great days. These are glorious days. And I just want to bring this right down and put it in shoe leather, right where you are, right where I am right now. And that is, "Finally, brethren, pray for us, that the word of the Lord may have free course today and be glorified even as it is with you, and that the word of God may be exalted." It troubles me, it worries me to see that even those who claim to believe the word of God give so little attention to the word of God. And if you believe it's the word of God, let's get in it and find out what it says. Now notice, he says, "and that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men, for all men have not," now it's not faith, it's the faith. They have not the faith. That is, they do not hold to the doctrines of the apostles that they taught, that the church rests upon. The foundation is the doctrines that these men have given to the church. And this is something that's very important, and we should teach and preach this. Now, your pastor needs your prayers. I want to say this, and I want to say it carefully, and I know something about what it is to be a pastor, and I know what it is to be out and be a Bible teacher, going around holding conferences. Now, I want to be very frank with you. It's lots easier to go around and hold conferences. You see, a pastor has great responsibility today. And very frankly, he's dealing with a great many folk that are unreasonable. That's what Paul says here, that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men. And did you know in the church there are wicked men? And a pastor needs to be delivered from these folk. And he needs prayer that he might give out the word of God. Now, a friend of mine, years ago, he's now gone to be with the Lord. He was a pastor, and he would say, I am not an obstetrician, I'm a pediatrician. Well, I've said that. I believe that I'm not an obstetrician, although I'm amazed at the number of letters we get from people that the radio brings them to the Lord. And I ought not to say radio. The Word of God given over the radio is bringing them to a saving knowledge of Christ. That's the work of an evangelist. And I think that if you give out the Word of God, that work will be performed. And it is being. But I feel like that I'm more of a pediatrician. Now, after all, the obstetrician, I think he has the easiest job. Very frankly, he brings the little baby into the world. And that's great. That's quite an undertaking, of course. But he turns him over then to the pediatrician. And it's the pediatrician that's got to see about the diet. He's got to burp him. And he has to change his diapers. He's the one that has to deal with cantankerous saints. And he has quite a job. My heart goes out to the pastor. Now, I go many places and hold conferences for some wonderful men in wonderful churches. In fact, that's about the only kind of churches that I want to go to, is where there is a man preaching and teaching the Word of God that stands for the things of God. And on the other side of the coin, that's about the only kind of man that'll have me in his pulpit today. And I like it that way. But I leave many churches. We were driving away some time ago, my wife and I, and I said to her, we've had a wonderful ministry here at this church for the week. And I've been here just long enough. I think these people are wonderful. And they think I am. We didn't get acquainted with each other, see too much. I left just at the right time before they got acquainted with me. And I left. We'd had a wonderful ministry. I think I helped the pastor. He says I did. I've had several letters from him now, and he tells me what the ministry meant. But you want to know something? He's the one that's carrying the burden and the load there. He's the one that has the problems today. And I've really walked away from it. And very frankly, I think the evangelist and the Bible teacher today, the itinerant Bible teacher, like some of us are, it's easy for us, comparatively speaking, to the man who is the pastor. And Paul here is saying that we might be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men. Actually, I find that the gospel and the Word of God is hindered more today by people in the church than by any other method or any other thing. I've never had a bar room or the liquor interests ever attack me, and the gangsters have never attacked me. At least I've never known about it. But I have had so-called saints, and I think that in our churches today we have saints and ain'ts, and a lot of ain'ts today. And they give you a rough time, by the way. And it's too bad that we all can't just settle down and give out the Word of God. Now, friends, I've spent time with this for this reason, that it's one thing to hold the truth of the coming of Christ, to love His appearing. It's another thing to walk worthy of that great truth. And that's what Paul's talking about here. Let's prove it by our relationship to the Word of God, our relationship to our walk down here. How are we going to walk here?